It's hard for rural communities in Illinois to attract or keep the doctors, teachers, or even grocery stores, which together make everyday life possible in a small town. Now, another professional shortage has emerged in rural Illinois. There are not enough attorneys, and the problem is getting worse. Ryan Denham has the story.
The Chicagoland area is home to two-thirds of Illinois' population, but 90% of its lawyers. It leaves the rest of us, the other 95 counties, with the remaining 10%. The Illinois Supreme Court Commission on Professionalism says there are 39 counties in Illinois that haven't added a new attorney in the last 4 years.
Is the small town lawyer still going to exist, you know, 10 to 15 years from now or 20 years from now?
That's Amelia Burgess, a partner with Bolin, Robinson & Ellis, who's based in Bloomington.
We don't have the answer to that, but we do see a need, and we as a firm have a desire to meet that need.
Last month, Burgess's firm opened a branch office in Lincoln, where there's a shortage of lawyers. Only two new attorneys have begun practicing there in the past 4 years. The problem is most acute in the family law area.
Just from a very real human perspective, that's concerning because when you're dealing with a family law case, those are very serious issues that impact your life, they impact the life of your family. And the idea of people trying to navigate that system on their own when they would benefit from help, we really saw the potential need there to do good in the community.
Logan County has just over 30,000 residents, but less than 25 lawyers. Located just southwest of Bloomington Normal, Lincoln is the Logan County seat. The historic downtown courthouse remains the center of town. Less than 2 months after opening, demand was so high in the Lincoln area that Burgess's BRE law firm added regular office hours starting this week to meet with potential clients. Thomas Harris has seen the shortage in Lincoln, too. He was on the front lines as a judge based in Lincoln from 2007 to 2013. That's when he became an appellate court justice. With few options, Harris saw more and more people representing themselves in his courtroom. The legal term for that is pro se. Nationally, 3 out of 5 people in civil cases go to court without a lawyer.
It was such a luxury, almost, to have lawyers presenting the case, because this isn't easy. And I think that's one thing that folks are most shocked at when they get into court. I think they think there's going to be a lot of assistance provided by the judge. And the judge is not allowed to provide that kind of assistance.
Harris says that's especially true for child custody cases.
Those are very difficult cases. They are very fact-intensive that require that the parties be able to present evidence. There are legal rules, rules of procedure, and evidentiary rules that they're required to comply with. And without a lawyer, these folks really can be at a loss as to how to proceed.
Harris says that puts a judge in a terrible bind.
Because the judge has to make this very critical determination, potentially without all of the facts he or she needs in order to make it.
Harris serves on the Illinois Supreme Court Commission on Access to Justice, which is trying to make it easier for people to represent themselves. He has a few theories as to why rural lawyers are disappearing. He says clients have grown accustomed to the internet's self-help model of Googling everything. He says that's devalued the legal profession by making lawyers seem like a luxury.
I think it really is hard for people to come up with the necessary funds to hire a lawyer for some of these cases.
For young lawyers graduating from one of Illinois' 9 law schools, their own student loan debt, often in the 6 figures, is a major consideration. That's according to Mark Palmer, a Champaign-Urbana native who is chief counsel for the Illinois Supreme Court Commission on Professionalism. His recent research on the disappearing rural lawyer has been well-read in Illinois legal circles. Palmer says, like everyone else, law school graduates are flocking toward urban areas.
That's a huge cloud hovering over their head, and they immediately have to think of my well-being, my ability to not only pay those student debt back, but earn a reasonable living and find a supply and demand that can meet my needs as any individual entering the occupation. I think they're seeing the solutions to that, those questions come from much more urban areas.
But that doesn't mean they're always right. Rural lawyers argue that if you do it right, you can make a very comfortable living in small or medium-sized communities. That's what Maggie Clark is doing. After working in Bloomington right after law school, she recently chose to set up her own practice back in her hometown of Pontiac. She opened the doors January 1st.
When you're born and raised in a town of 10,000 people, you tend to want to be in that kind of small community. And so I'm just very happy to be back here in Pontiac.
Before going out on her own, Clark asked around the Livingston County legal community and found that its current 45 or so lawyers were swamped. When people couldn't find an attorney in town, they'd hire one from Bloomington Normal, which means they have to pay for that lawyer to travel to Pontiac. Clark did the math and saw there would be enough business for her. But that math also reveals another challenge of working in a small town, conflicts of interest.
If I'm an attorney and I've represented someone on a case, you know, and later down the road, they're getting divorced and I represented the other party, you know, I have to send them somewhere else. And when you have a very limited number of law firms to pick from, you know, you run into those issues.
And Clark says it's not just the number of attorneys that's the problem.
You go to these smaller communities and you look around and your lawyers are older. There's not a lot of young faces. And I also think you find there's not a lot of women in these smaller rural communities. And I think there are some cases where, you know, your client is going to say, I want a woman to represent me. I want, you know, someone who understands what I'm going through to kind of be the one to guide me through that process.
A shortage of attorneys also means it's harder to find one who can take on a pro bono case, or one for free. Ford County has a population of 13,000 people. It only has around 12 attorneys, and only about 4 or 5 of them don't work on the bench or in the state's attorney's office. Here's Mike McElvain, a Bloomington attorney who serves in the Public Interest Law Initiative's 11th Judicial Circuit Pro Bono Committee.
Local circuit is mainly Bloomington. It's worked well there. But the outlying counties were having a difficult time finding attorneys with time and expertise to handle their pro bono needs in those counties.
There are efforts underway to chip away at the problem, or at least treat its symptoms. The Illinois Supreme Court Commission on Access to Justice is working to develop legal forms that are written in plain English, not legalese, so that self-represented litigants can better understand them. The commission also supports the continued and expanded use of court-based navigators like Justice Corps, which already has a McLean County presence. Here's Justice Harris.
But it doesn't really have the ability to help in what I think is the most important area, which is enhancing the availability of lawyers for folks. Because I think ultimately, in order to have true access to justice, folks need to have legal representation in many of these cases.
Other states are facing similar issues. A working group for the New Mexico Supreme Court recently recommended more aggressive recruiting out of state and loan forgiveness for lawyers providing services in rural or underserved areas. A partial solution in Illinois that's already allowed is called limited scope representation. A lawyer agrees to help with part of a legal case, not all of it, usually for a reduced fee. The a la carte lawyer may just prepare some paperwork for you or appears in court for only the real difficult parts of the case. Here's Mike McElvain.
It's completely contrary to our training, though. I mean, our mothers taught us to clean everything up on our plate. And for my 47 years, I've been taught that when I take on something, I finish it. So it's a little awkward doing a piece of the whole claim and then stepping away from it. But hopefully we'll all learn to accept that.
Mark Palmer with the Supreme Court Commission on Professionalism says there's also been a rise nationally in subscription services for legal consultations. Rocket Lawyer offers premium membership for $39 a month. Legal Shield starts at $25 a month.
That's where the lawyers and the legal profession need to step up and start seeing what are some solutions so everybody, regardless of your geographic location, can get reasonable and cost-effective access to justice.
Palmer says if the traditional law firm product is no longer marketable by default in some areas, it's time to reevaluate the business model, deliver a new product that's affordable and in demand. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find links to Mark Palmer's research on the disappearing rural attorney at WGLT.org.